Thank you, young man.
Happy birthday again late, Daryl.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. How'd you know?
That's all we've been doing.
Did you turn 40 this year?
Yeah.
Are you ready? We'll call the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020 to order at 8:47 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Tiemann, Dorn, Byers, Lytle, and Mr. Bauman is here virtually. Up first is the consent agenda, approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held May 20th, 2020, approve all claims through June 3rd, 2020 in the amount of $5,273,122.89. Accept claim number 2006-0115 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $1,833.44 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Receive and place on file Cortland Volunteer Fire and Rescue 2019 Annual Report. Approve Register of Deeds Fees Report and District Court Summary Fee Report for the month of May 2020. I would ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
It's continuing, but.
Oh, it is?
No.
I would move to approve the consent agenda.
Moved by Juergens?
Second.
Second by Byers. He was just a skosh faster than you. Any items to pull off or discuss? Vote?
Bauman, yes.
7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda, approve or disapprove claim number 2006-0115 to Hard Rock Quarries in the amount of $1,833.44. This brings the total amount of claims approved through June 3rd, 2020 to $5,274,956.33. This claim is from a company I own.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Juergens, second by Dorn. Discussion. Vote.
Bauman, yes.
6 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Of course, these claims are so much higher this time because there's one of the bi-yearly payments to the Beatrice 6 judgment. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. No comment. We'll move on to committee reports. Building and ground winter lights.
Evening.
Morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning. I had several items that we talked about during committee reports. The southeast corner, masonry construction is wrapping that up. It went well. There was a lot of damage on that southeast corner. They got it looking pretty good. They're putting up the Christmas lights back up today, and then they will kind of stand back, look at it, and use an over dye to try and tune those in just a little bit more yet. That's the hardest part with repairing the stone is to try and get that color. Every stone's a little bit different color. So they should be out of here, I would think, by the end of the week. We did have just a couple small leaks at the detention centers for the puncture. Skyline came in and did warranty work on that. I asked the committee to start discussion on our east ramp, the handicap ramp. What started out, that was 19 years ago when they installed that, was pretty much just strictly a handicap access. Now we use it quite a bit during snow and other times people just in that handicap area. And I did know if it would be time, you know, to just replace the concrete and the heating system for the snow melt, or if we should talk about widening the ramp, maybe do something different with the doors. We've always had troubles with it is a pretty narrow way to get in, and the doors have always given us troubles down there with the wind blowing discussion on that and see what we can do to improve that. And I did get a, on our security system, I got a proposal from Diode. This system was put in originally quite a long time ago by another company. Since then, Diode has taken over it. And over the years, we keep adding more cameras, more card readers, things like that. And we have so much traffic on communicating where they these all the controllers are always updating and even the cameras. And so what they did was they came up with a proposal to install five PoE switches to replace the old ones, adding new controllers to some of them to update it, a router, and what they talked about, and Jeremiah's here, so you can help me out if I'm not explaining this right. It's mainly for VLAN capability, where the traffic on cameras and the card readers is all going at the same time, and with this VLANing, it would like separate the traffic. So what we've noticed is whenever we've needed to do an update, it takes forever for those to receive an update. But all in all, that work would come to $16,582.60. So, like I say, this was put in quite a while ago when we had not as many controllers, card readers. We just over the years we keep adding more. We'll actually be adding more here in the near future, two in the treasurer's office and one in the district deans. So,
security has become more and more of an issue all the way through any public facilities. And Deputy, you have anything to offer?
You know, I mean, I think that's the big thing with, as you talked about the VLANs, basically what happens is these cameras, too, are more and more throughput that they take because they're higher resolution, more megapixels, and so all that stuff, if we can separate that traffic, so we can separate the camera traffic from the door traffic, it makes it more secure, for one, because we can keep them separated, but then we can also have better chances of updating them faster because we do have almost like their own network, but we're using the same switches. And a lot of the door controllers, as we kind of noticed, as Dave said, are a lot of the original ones that were put in, and they're not taking updates, which is also kind of a security concern because they're not getting the necessary updates with all the security issues we're seeing in today's world.
How long or what kind of time frame do we have on this for lifespan then? I assume you've looked ahead to what we're going to need.
Yeah, I mean, our old system has been around for, since 2010.
But this has the capabilities of anything you see us needing?
Yeah, I mean, the switching are going to give us that ability to do multiple VLANs, and we'll talk about that later, some other stuff, but as you have more and more traffic on there, these switches have the ability to do that. The current ones don't. It's just like, put it all on one switch and see what happens, right? Whoever gets there first is basically the winner. One of the things that we're seeing probably mostly is just the controllers, and the good news about the controllers that are in here, even more original, is each door has its own controller, so it's not like some access systems where it's like one huge board that replaces everything. So kind of what we looked at is taking a slow approach to trying to update some of these controllers. You know, and I think we put 10 in there to start, and then as other ones go bad, they can be replaced and they can be put on that proper networking scheme. There's also programming involved in there because there does take quite a bit of programming to take and get this network set up. So as future things grow, it's a lot quicker and easier for us to get those updates. Right now, the updated door controller, I think it's been taking 8 to 12 hours, if they take.
And when we really started seeing the problems we had is when we did have troubles with that computer, and when we got the computer going and just to upload everything again, it took forever to...
I think like Gary said, wants and needs, and this was kind of determined to be a need, where it just came to light recently, but no, thank you, Dave. Okay. Thank you, Jeremiah.
Yeah.
So, the last thing, Chief Klaus did ask for Jeremiah from Diode to come. I don't know if we should discuss this during building and grounds, because they would like to take this out of the building and ground budget for.
May as well.
Okay.
Dave, I've got a question for you on the floor now. There was quite a bit more damage on the shelter
you'd expect it on that corner.
Yes.
We actually had trouble where we were getting some staining on the district courtroom wall and realized that water was actually coming in through the wall and running down. And so that's good to get that taken care of. And when you go out there, you can see the patches. Like I said, we're going to try and get them as close as we can, but you can really see how much damage there was on above those windows.
So what's that on the courthouse and what's left?
Well, the main part, the north side actually is in good shape. There will be some patching. Mainly it'll be just a repointing and removal of the water. The chimney, the main chimney on the north side is in poor shape. That'll probably be a separate project all by itself. And then on the south side, it would mainly be the center and then the tower also. So just on the north side, it looks like it could be some repair on the windows. So, at least halfway, if not more than halfway. So if we continue just to take a piece every year to chip away at it.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Dave, what line item were they wanting to take money out of your budget for the...
1304, which is jail, other building repair. It's under the repair line.
And that's what Don just said, too, is we aren't looking at any repairs. We're looking at additions on that.
Correct. Yeah, it isn't for repair. There is money in that line, but it's...
Do you want to have Jeremiah explain what...
I would, yeah. I know they have problems over there. I'm not real up on that. It's the access points. Yeah, I would like for Chief and Jeremiah to come up.
So I think it was Monday, Sheriff was over here and kind of went over some of the stuff on that proposal there. And tried to kind of explain a little bit of that, so I just got a few talking points here. That a lot of that, you know, probably echoes and mirrors a lot of what the courthouse is experiencing right now for the current outdated equipment. The system that we have, you know, is a little bit unique because we have not only with our network, we have the Wi-Fi that's infrastructure, you know, it's old and outdated and stuff. And we rely on the Wi-Fi part of that a lot for different things over there. So one of the problems is that we have a lack of connectivity and reliability. Mm-hmm. We've had this problem for quite a few years, and then we call Dio and they try to come and patch it together, but there's so much network traffic and interference over that we struggle with that. So our office has worked with Dave and Dio here for, you know, several months now, I guess, trying to come up with a good solution for that we can remedy the problem and allow for some future growth within the system. Some of the problems that we've identified are the lack of IP addresses, the lack of reliable connectivity, both indoors and outside. Slow speeds, lack of bandwidth, lack of ability to grow the system effectively. Reliable indoor and outdoor access points are needed for connectivity, for upload and download of in-car video, audio, software updates, transfer of data, reports, NCGIS, which is our criminal justice information system that we use, Nebraska Criminal Justice. Mobile LEARNS, which is our records and our dispatching system that we use for both in-car and reporting. Portable and mobile radio programming for Zoom meetings, mobile diagnostics, presentations, training, etc. With the physical expansion, the new addition of technology, both with radios, in-car, or data 911, mobile systems, body-worn cameras, that system, those are both new. For the body one that we have for both the jail and sheriff's office that we are just getting ready to pull the trigger on, integrating that and setting that up. So the timing would be very well for that. Our door access points, jail visitation. The biggest problem that we experience is a lack of IP addresses and room on the current systems to connect and operate. Touched a little bit on some of that with the VLAN, being able to establish a separate traffic for those. And so, like every radio that we have, so you know, if we have 50 radios, each one has a unique IP address, and if we do Wi-Fi programming for that, we have to be able to get close enough to the building with mobile units, you know, to get that with the outdoor access point. So one day you might pull up, you might connect, the next day you have nothing. Currently, like over at the main evidence facility, when we first set that up, you know, that was set up wirelessly, so we just basically have a transmitter from the building here across, you know, to the other building wirelessly. When we installed the new IP phones over there, Dave and I were over that day, he goes, I'll be very surprised if this even works because it's all wirelessly, you know, transmitted. And then we have over there two IP phones, two desktop computers, three printers, portable laptop or tablet devices, a training projector, and then we have a laptop or PowerPoint, you know, to do presentations, training, things of that nature. Then we have work done on our vehicles for our in-car systems. You know, we have technicians come in and they need to access, you know, that wirelessly or over the internet, you know, to access our connectivity for the vehicles. In addition to that, we have our security system for main evidence in the processing area, then our video surveillance system, and then our evidence management system, which is an internet web-based system. It's called Evidence Tracker. So the equipment then listed in the proposal will help us eliminate the problems that we are currently having. They occur almost daily and will allow for better day-to-day law enforcement operations and technology needs that are in the current century with them.
I guess I appreciate that report, but I want to add something. If we do get this group that's going to come in to protest in Beatrice, are you working with the police department so we're all protected, the courthouse and our buildings? Because they seem to love to go to the courthouses or any public buildings.
Yes, we have. That's a short answer. We work to assist. Sheriff talked about that on Monday. You know, LSO with some of their needs for Lincoln, Lancaster. I came in on Saturday, met with the chief at the police department, inventory our necessary supplies we would have for situations similar to that. And then yesterday we had two meetings, and then this morning we did some just-in-time training for some of our on-duty personnel on that to have a higher profile and maybe strategically position, you know, some vehicles and stuff just to have a visual presence, you know, around the courthouse and sheriff's office as maybe some key target areas.
Just want to be prepared every way we can be.
Have a plan.
And hopefully it'll be a peaceful group, but we'll just, you never know.
Prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Well, I think this is the group that caused most problems up in Lincoln and Omaha, so.
Could be.
We'll see.
We've heard a lot of rumblings, so.
Yes.
Yep. Questions? And Jeremiah, you know, he is the professional. I am just here to let you know what our problems are, and then he's the one that can tell you how to fix it.
Would you review this, too? I think I know what the answer to this one is. It involves INRIN. Just why I have you.
Say that again.
This involves INRIN. Just why I have you up here, if you'd just take a look at that. I think I know what your answer would be to that, but I wanted to catch you sometime anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I can speak a little bit to kind of what Doug was talking about. A lot of the issues that we have, I mean, the biggest bulk of the proposal we sent there is fiber optic connection from the facility there to the evidence room. Right now, we're shooting a wireless link, and originally it was put in as a fix instead of putting a cable under the ground in the alley. And originally we just had a couple cameras over there and a security system. Well, as kind of Doug has talked, as they start to add IP phones, more cameras, higher bandwidth cameras, I mean, it's kind of like a hose, right? And that link is only so big, and the more things you take out of it, the less water or bandwidth pressure you have. Phones are really dependent on having good link, and so that's one reason that there's issues there. But as more things get added over there, we're just kind of nervous that infrastructure is not going to hold. And then similarly, as we talked a little bit with Dave's thing, a lot of the stuff we did with the remodel over there got us into a place to be able to do VLANing. So again, we already did some of that over there with taking phones off of and cameras off of. But because it's just one link of wireless going across, we can't do that at the evidence place. So this will allow us to help with that. Similar with the Wi-Fi, with the new access points, we're able to VLAN as well. So now when you're talking security and things of that nature, you're able to take certain traffic and keep it off of other traffic. So if you did a guest network, you could make it so it would never touch anything else, so you can't have the hacking and the security concerns that we have right now with wireless. The other big issue that's kind of been over there is, as you know, Doug said, over the years, we've tried to put little things in inexpensive to get this going and that going. Well, now you guys, there's wireless all over in that building. If you guys are familiar with wireless, what happens is then you get clashing. There's only certain channels that you can use, and when you start overlapping, you get, you know, bad signal, you get slow speeds, all those things that come along with it. And so by taking and putting in one type of comprehensive system, now we're able to add access points if we have to in the future, and basically the solution hands it off. So if all of a sudden, you know, Eric's running, walking from one end of the building to the other, the system is saying, oh, he's leaving this access point, give him to this one. And so it gives more reliability and better speeds and better future-proofing the system.
And I guess my question was, and I think you partially answered it, but Monday when we were talking about it, it was for the evidence for building. You know, when Doug was talking, I kind of gathered maybe this was more for the whole system for the office over there. But
is that what it is, the whole,
yeah,
the whole
jail? Yeah, so there's pieces in there, so it's kind of broken out. So, you know, phase one is kind of updating the wireless to Wi-Fi, right? So it's kind of a solution with a switch and a router, which is going to be important as we go forward, allowing some remote service as well. So when there's an issue, we can jump in and reboot a router. We can jump in and say, hey, we need a quick guest network for a certain instance we're having. We can jump in from anywhere, add that, and you're ready to go. Part of it in there, the biggest part, though, if you look at it, is the fiber, because we're going to try to string it from the poles, terminate it, and that's probably a bigger piece in there. But no, it's actually for the entire facility. We were talking about putting three access points in, so a couple of the areas are one in the new area, the office area, which we're hoping will bleed a little bit out to the vehicles that park up there once in a while. We're also taking one because down in the basement, the guys don't have hardly any signal, especially with that building. So if you guys know, you know the building, and it's block and it's old and there's plaster glass walls, so it takes more access points. You know, in a home, when we're even changing things in a home, you used to say, put the biggest, most high power router in your house as possible. Now if you actually look at it, it's way different. It's taking smaller, lesser powered APs and putting them throughout the house so you have a better experience. So if you look at that building, it's been added on so many times that it gets tough to get signal through there. So we're talking about adding three access points, a router and a switch, which is the first part of that, right? And then we're talking about taking that outdoor AP, which we've just kind of been loaning it for now anyway, and moving it to the other side of the building so it's closer to the vehicles. And on the back side of providing some support to the upstairs. So
roughly what percentage of the cost is for the original system and what's for the upstairs?
So I have it in here, it's broken down. So like for the main core system that has the access points and the router and the switches and getting APs going, that's like $2,507. And then the evidence side of things is $4,654.91. And that's the fiber, and that's getting that all set up and connected. That's a switch and things in there. And then the outside AP is $1,232. And that's broken down. I don't know if you guys get these, but that's kind of showing in this deal here. So that evidence also includes the POE switch that's over there to help us, again, divide traffic. Because that's one thing. We have that all separated for the phones in the main building, but the evidence room, it's all just cobbled up together.
Have you talked to Windstream yet? Because, I mean, Windstream's our phone provider, and they ran fiber for us. If we need fiber, would they run that over for the phones?
Typically, they won't. I mean, this would be a question for them. I can't answer. But typically, since you're doing it from your building would be kind of like running a wire from this end of the courthouse to this end. But it's a good question for them.
Chief's not going to like this, but, I mean, I heard 6 to 8 computers or something like that over there. Four computers and 2 laptops, and then the other stuff. I mean, my first thought would be in the evidence building, get rid of computers and get rid of the stuff. I mean, keep one or two for evidence, and then
the phone. We have 2 main computers that we use.
Two main ones, and then the phone system.
Those are for the evidence system. We need one on the secure side, and that's what we track and log all the evidence and manage that whole system.
And that's online, that's also
internet-based. It's a web-based service. And the second one that we use, the one that all the deputies use, is when they have to log the evidence in. And that has to go into evidence tracker, and then that tracks everything. And, you know, those sheets then, that's what tracks and accounts for all the evidence that we have on hand for current and cases for disposition and things. So to eliminate a computer would eliminate our whole evidence system.
Would that be down to 2?
And the computer traffic, I mean, to be honest with you, the biggest amount of traffic that's coming over there is the cameras, the doors and the, you know, the phones, that's,
and that's still kind of your kicker through there
because we're shooting those cameras across there, and that's where you, you know, the other thing that's always been concerning, we've always talked about it, is, you know, if something blocks that wireless signal, those cameras will not be recording.
Or reflects or anything.
Right, if something goes down in that wireless solution and something would happen over there, those cameras are all fed back to the main recorder. And so that's always been a concern, right? If something would go down there, you would definitely lose that.
Would,
so,
would both of those projects be able to be done by the 10th of the month?
By the 10th of this month?
Of this month.
I don't know if we... I'd have to look and see what our schedule looks like for that.
Because, I mean, is that right? Without being done by the 10th, we aren't on this year's...
That's when the claims are due for the last pay period for the fiscal year. Otherwise, it'll have to be on next year's budget.
So that
you know, what I talked about on ours would be, I talked to John about...
well, no, but I mean, if he's...
Yeah. Getting equipment in.
We could do that. I mean, we could get a start. I'd have to just check with John. He cancels all our scheduling to know. But, you know, we could do some things with buying equipment, getting that in and getting it in place. It's just depending on if we get all the fiber and everything ready to go. I guess would be the biggest thing.
So the majority of it, you probably could.
There's a lot of it we could get done by then, yes. I couldn't guarantee on some of the, like the fiber optic. I think we have enough of it in Diller. That would be our check because it's a special aerial fiber.
Well, and the one thing I was going to touch on, I think Mr. Hill had talked maybe on Monday with the sheriff, that there was a little bit of confusion on, you know, when we used to have the evidence facility inside the garage, you know, we just had a simple Cat 5 cable going out to a desktop computer with a printer there, you know, so we had a hardwired connection right there. So, I mean, why more? We don't have a, you know, hard wire or a Wi-Fi connection now. That's just a storage facility. So any evidence that's tracked in and out of there goes in the evidence tracker once we get back and log it in here. So there's nothing that we use down there for any internet-based anything in Wymore. So hard wire connection, now we move physical location, you know, now we have door controllers and cameras and whatever to monitor that, you know, more remotely. So,
the additions to the evidence building would be $4,650.
Yeah, $5,491.
God, that place is like a money pit. The evidence building.
That's where we are now. We have to make it work. That's a problem.
I guess what do you need from us, Chief? You need
approval? I don't really know. Dave's budget, here, so I'm
or
here.
Just to explain stuff? Because I mean, there was a lot of questions Monday on that.
If there's any other questions, we'll try and answer them right now. I don't know what you guys talked about Monday.
Well, he doesn't have the money on his budget. He's trying to take it out of Dave's budget. Correct, Dave?
Well, there's money that we have set aside right for projects through that. Yeah.
We'd have to take it somewhere else.
We'd have to take it out of a repair line.
Well, we need a repair line.
Where you take out here.
We wouldn't be able to do that. That would be one thing we'd have to look at. Where would we get the money from? You were thinking 1304, though, Dave?
Yeah.
It's more of your capital improvements.
It would be
stuff,
an improvement,
so
but there is some money in the... Well, there isn't money for capital improvement there.
I'd have to look at that to see.
Let's...
I think I don't know if he has security.
What did we say on Monday when we discussed that?
I suggested the building and
on Dave's
repair. That we have a line for building repair, which is not actually repair, but it was for the jail.
I would say it kind of is repair. It's my opinion, I guess. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's towards repairing it. Solution that we've tried to do the best to push pieces together to make things work and to keep things here.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Not, definitely repairing is the link. I mean, that's scary. That's one of the scariest things, but it's all tied together.
It's not repairs as that is coded. It's a capital improvement, whether you're repairing the system, but the system is a capital improvement. So it's going to have to come out of some other line, whether we figure out a different line.
This would be an improvement, a new system, basically.
We determined you were out part in it.
Yeah, some of it's, it's repairing some of the issues that we have now. I mean, obviously, the link is... It's you know, with no phones don't work over there. You know, that's
a huge thing.
That's an issue with the bandwidth. There's just not enough bandwidth to go. Anytime you buy phones over wireless, I mean, the Windstream guys, right? That's never up. We never do that either when we put in phone systems if we can help it, just because it's wireless. It's not made to be full bore streaming all the time. But when you add camera, security, door access, it just takes that pipe down to nothing.
Fiber would last for years and years, though, even aerial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, half the fiber comes down to aerial. I mean, if we go underground, we would, but boring gets a little more expensive, and there's a lot of stuff in that alley, so... So the aerial was about the most inexpensive way that a person could get fiber over there.
Any other questions for Jeremiah or Chief or Dave on the storage building? Or not the storage building, but the, I guess the additional, How would you summarize this best? The additional networking?
Yeah,
project?
I mean, I think it's repairing the current solution that's in the facility. I mean, as, you know, one of the biggest things that they have is everything that they're getting technology-wise uses Wi-Fi, right? They got their new radios, they got their phone. Everything they're doing over there requires it, so that's always been our challenge, is trying to figure out, you know, we've done a lot of things over the years with putting, you know, shooting links from our own internet over there to try to get something set up because their current network wouldn't allow certain things to update because of security. And so there's different things now with the new APs.
So are you saying repairing or updating?
Well, it's a little of both, in my opinion, right? The updates are helping repair a lot of the issues that they have over there. And that, you know, we get calls daily about trying to update the vehicles. And we're just trying to take Band-Aids right now to try to get them to work.
Could be out of the security.
The radios, why are those on the internet?
They're IP-based. I mean, they're essentially a computer because...
But, I mean, when you're away from Wi-Fi...
Yeah.
Which is most of the time. How do they operate without...
Well, whether it's most of the time or some of the time or part of the time, it doesn't matter. So when we need to update or do any information that has to be exchanged or upgraded, whether it's code plugs or voice announcements or anything like that, that all happens either one of two ways. Well, actually, it could be three ways. But OTAP, which is over-the-air programming, where they can transmit a signal from Lincoln back to the tower, back to the radio.
And that's what I would think of as radios, correct?
Portable radios.
I mean, that's okay, that's the part I would think of. The updates would be...
So when we have to do any voice or any other high data requirement updates to that, those have to be done either wirelessly or through a hard connection. And so there is too much bandwidth, they take up too much bandwidth and traffic, you know, for the size of the file to do the voice announcements and things of that nature. So... That's why those have to either be done by a Wi-Fi or a hardwired connection. Well, you know, we pull a vehicle up front in the building there and we can access the access point with Wi-Fi. You know, it takes a matter of, you know, maybe a couple minutes to a few seconds and it's done. Otherwise, you have to go around everybody, you know, and physically touch each radio to do that, you know, and then either have them bring their cars in or we take a technician and we drive, you know, to do that. So this way they just pull up, it updates, it's done, and we drive away.
So, I mean, that could be seen as part of the savings from the other radio system just because this has different requirements than the other ones.
Well, it is the technology, so we didn't have to pay somebody $25 or $30 a radio every time we have an upgrade or an update. It can be done wirelessly or OTAP, and we're not paying, you know, the radio shop to drive down here on a service call. So, yeah.
Any other questions for these guys? All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks, guys.
Did I know the answer on that already? Or?
Yeah. So Carla or this other guy, you need to vote for one of them.
Well, I was just going to have you give your blessing on that, I guess.
Well, yeah, she's our local representative. Right. I mean, for our region, she knows the most about what's going on because NREN we use, you know, for that.
Without knowing him, though, I just thought I'd ask you since you work with that system.
I don't know this guy, so that's why.
I assume, but I thought it's worth asking.
Yep. My thought. My two cents.
Thanks, Chief.
Yep.
Anything else for building and grounds? Equalization. No.
Nothing more other than what Patty's passing out now. I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, well, it's just for information. So.
Finance and insurance.
Large ticket item. Gage County transfer from...
We can carry that. Blah, 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 blah.
From general to road insurance, county buildings, and judges, we got 3,044,000
$9,007.98. Beatrice Concrete Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $50,086.45.
Take 4,000.
Catherine Sons Construction, it's close enough. Asphalt, $9,786.60. Sat Brothers Petroleum Incorporated, Fuel and Oil, $21,912.55. Judgment, coming from the Beatrice Sixth Fund. Barter and Gear Law Firm, Judgment, Beatrice Six, Joseph Weiss Estate, $422,475.76. Bartle and Gear Law Firm, Judgment Batchers, Kathleen Gonzalez, $130,122.54. Bartle and Gear Law Firm, Judgment Beatrice Six, Thomas Winslow, $422,475.76. Bartle and Gear Law Firm, Judgment Beatrice Six, Joanne Taylor, $422,475.77. Chalupka, attorney, Judgment, Beatrice Six, Deborah Shelton, $130,122.54. Freeman Law Offices, Judgment, James Dean, $157,169.99. A lot of money.
A lot of money. I like the $200,000 claims better than the $5 million claims. We also discussed as of first quarter we had 346,000. That didn't go out in this claim though. That'll
go probably next time.
Next time for the half cent sales tax for the judgment, that'll also go in soon. Human resources, employee relations.
We had a closed session on the employee matter.
Law enforcement and emergency management. I know Lisa's out today. At a meeting, let's see, what did we have? We talked about the updates for the Sheriff's Department, like we just talked about, Sheriff's Department jail, and they're preparing for any potential conflict here working with the city. Road and Bridge.
And then some questions we had Monday. We have one more township to haul for fall 19 gravel, and then we'll start on spring 2020 gravel. The availability is not the greatest. That's most of the issue here, why more isn't being done. There is no material on the ground ready as of time goes on. It's being hauled out as fast as produced. Sometimes the county trucks have waited 3 to 4 hours just to get a load of gravel. So that's not good. Spot Rock, Mr. Tiemann, you asked about, only two townships turned in anything from this last heavy rain we had. So that's good. Things probably are getting shaped up. Culverts being put in. Bridge crew and dirt crew working on culverts. Galen, if everything goes well, we'll be back to work Monday, half days while recovering.
Nicole Stoner is not going to be here today, maybe in a couple weeks.
17th, she said. No.
Oh, the 17th.
They'll let her come next meeting.
So she'll give us an update. Last on the agenda, approve or disapprove. I guess we'll have a closed session after also. But approve or disapprove resolution for emergency relief program, emergency permanent repairs, for project number ER3443, control number 13423, DDIR site L34-05.
Looks the same, but it's a little different than the last time. 20-13.
Resolution number 20-13. This basically gives us the ability to receive federal assistance from the Department of Transportation through the Emergency Relief Program. And this one would be in the amount of $39,437.98. So this is basically allowing us to be eligible for that federal relief money for structural repair. I believe this was for Hickory Road.
No, but this is, I mean, we passed one last meeting, and it was a site, and there's just a little bit different, so there's a different amount.
Wasn't this one by DeWitt?
Not sure.
I don't remember the location. The work's done. This would be money back.
Yeah. Disaster number at Northeast 19 or NE 19.
It could have been at Bridge of DeWitt. All right, Hickory.
I can't remember the site. The work's done, though. This is just getting money back. And this would be Resolution 20-13.
Wasn't this by that railroad track?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I would ask for a motion to approve, though. I mean, this is moved by Juergens. Second by Dorn. This is work that we have completed. It's just allowing the process to give us the relief money. So I can't tell you which project for sure, but I do know that we want the money.
Did that water go clear down on that road north of Odell?
Oh.
Still up?
I mean, it's off the road now, but it maybe drops that far a day.
I would ask
you. Once you go unplug the tube.
Yeah.
I'm going out there, baby.
I would ask for a vote on Resolution 20-13. Is Mr.
I'm in yes.
7 in favor. Motion carries. With that, we will have. That's the last item listed on the agenda. We will have a closed session necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury. To the reputation of an individual.
Did you have anything?
I need a motion to go into closed session at 9:29 on the clock.
I make that motion.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Byers. Vote.
Dominic. Yes.
7 in favor. We're in closed session at 9:29. Let's go on. Ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 9:42.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn. Vote.
Yes.
7 in favor. Anything else for the good of the order?
Juergens, come back here.
I'd ask for a motion to adjourn then.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Don't move.
Second.
Second by Dorn to adjourn at 9:42 on the clock. Vote.
Bauman, no.
Other than that, 6 in favor. Bauman's light actually does say no also. All right, we are adjourned at 9:42. Thank you, gentlemen.